Welcome back to The Hat Trick, the live cricket betting podcast brought to you by cricket-betting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins, and this is the big one. Who wins the IPL? This is part two of our IPL preview shows. Our first show revealed the best bets for batters and bowlers on the tournament outrights. This time we are looking at the outright winner market. Who are the teams to follow? Who are the teams to swerve? We have our three wise men back again to tell you the outstanding wagers. So, a double hat trick will be on this show because we also have the first match previewed. That's CSK taking on RCB. All the best bets coming at the end of the segments for those sections. We've got Manish on stats, we've got Ben on specials, and we've got John Wright, the former odds compiler, to give you all the best angles. Check cricket-betting.com, as I said, for all your IPL betting needs. Hit the subscribe button and give love on the podcast provider of your choice, please. Our bookie this week is 10Cric at 10cr10.com. Outright odds in a second. John, I want to come to you first. You used to have to price up these markets. What do you look for?
Yeah, all right, Mark. I think you look for pedigree. You obviously look at the auction and you look at the balance sides, really. I mean, what I tend to do in these tournaments from a compiler perspective is you look at the balance sides, you look at the sides with pedigree, and you obviously look at the acquisitions. From a punting side, I tend to look at the beginning of the tournament. I look at where the value is because, I mean, I fancy Mumbai here, but I mean, Mumbai are a short price, and you've got to say to yourself, even if they won their first five games in this format, are they going to shorten a lot? So I tend to go, when I'm a punter, I tend to go for what I think is the value. So I look at sides and think to myself, okay, well, this team gets off to a fast start. What could they be after, say, game 20 or something like that? So I tend to look from a punter perspective, I look at the value in the outright market. From a bookmaker's perspective, from a compiling perspective, you look at the sides with pedigree, the sides with the balance sides, because usually that's a good format to work from.
Okay, here are the IPL 2024 outright odds with 10cr10.com. That's 10Cric, 4.57 Mumbai, 5.39 Chennai, 8.48 RCB, 8.8 the Royals, 8.96 Gujarat, 10.6 Lucknow Super Giants, 10.7 Sunrisers Hyderabad, 11.9 KKR, 14.12 DC, and 16.3 Punjab. Manish, MI and CSK dominant in IPL. What are the qualities of an IPL winner?
Yeah, first, as you mentioned, you should belong to CSK or MI. but I mean, apart from that, you should have a good opening pair, one of whom should make it to the top three of the tournament. You need a star finisher, something like Dhoni, Rinku Singh. You need a death bowler specialist who is very close to the purple cap at by the end of the tournament, someone like Bravo, Bumrah, Shami. You need a spinner or two who would stem the run flow in the middle period of the innings and can attack when needed, someone like Rashid Khan or Yuzvendra Chahal. And you need a captain shrewd enough to understand the dynamics of the shortest format because you need to make quite a lot of decisions that you haven't discussed in the dressing room, that you have to do it on the field. So a shrewd captain and luck. A lot of T20 matches are decided by who wins the toss, because chasing teams clearly has an advantage of knowing where to go. And luck does play a major role, and you wish the current situations to go your way. So this is what it takes in general to win an IPL trophy.
Okay, thanks, Manish. Ben, betting is all about taking wrong prices. We're going to be talking about all these teams in various stages. Can you name a team here and now which isn't a wrong price? So basically a team that you don't want to be betting on because they're poor value.
I mean, we should always say RCB because they'll never win, because that's just the joke about RCB, isn't it? Really, look, as a punter though, I quite like them at 848. They're a very good side. They've got the opening partnership. They've got the captain. They've got Virat Kohli. Debate about whether you think Virat Kohli is good for a side. I don't think he is. The humorous side of me says RCB. Realistically, Gujarat is the one that kind of jumps out at nearly nines. To John's point before, if they start with a flyer, then maybe they shorten. But you've lost two pretty good. You've lost two very, very important players in the captain and their lead bowler from last year, who won probably too many games for them. And if you lose that, you've got to be choosing a bowler that is of similar ilk. And there isn't many around, let's be fair, that have proven themselves in IPL history that were available. So I think GT at nearly nines is not a good one. And the rest, I don't think have any hope. Punjab, DC, KKR, I think they're rightly priced. MI, CSK for me, the two ones are going to win this. I don't think anyone else is going to.
Okie doke. Great. Thanks, Ben. So we've got CSKV RCB to come in that match preview. Now for the big questions. Can we get a hat trick consensus? Your IPL 2024 winner, please, Manish. Do not say RCB, please.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm going to say RCB. You see, CSK and MI are obviously there. They have a good team. They have the history of winning it. They know how to do it. But on paper, I think Virat, Flaff, Glenn, Cameron, Rajat Patidar, this for me is one of the best batting lineups in this tournament. In the bowling department, they have Mohammad Siraj, Akashdeep, Alzari Joseph, Lokie Ferguson. Excellent bowlers. BCCI recently handed out five fast bowling contract, and three of those players in Yash Dayal, Akashdeep, and Vijay Kumar, they are in RCB. So as far as the seamers department is concerned, they have the best of the lot at the moment. The spin department is the only place where I think they would struggle, given the fact that they have released one Indu Hasaranga. I don't know why did they do that, but Karan Sharma is not a bad bowler, and they have Maxwell as well as a part-timer in that lineup. So I would say it's IFCB has a very, very good chance this season.
Okay, Ben, I think you're probably with me that RCB won't win until they get rid of Kohli, but that is, we could do an
Correct.
entire show on that. We could do an entire show on RCB and Manish has mentioned their bowlers. You're not going to go for RCB. Who are you going to
No
go
chance.
for?
CSK for me, for all the reasons as to why you need to win a tournament. You need a strong opening partnership. They have that. You need a flexible middle order. They have that. They have key players they can use. The thing for me though that is stands out and as to why they consistently do well in this tournament, apart from that one year, which was recent, is MS Dhoni. I think he is the greatest captain in cricket, certainly in the short format. I think he has everything that you need as a captain. So for me, if MS Dhoni wasn't there, I would tend to go towards Mumbai, but with him there, I think he's just there. You've got Mitchell Santner, who had an outstanding World Cup as your spin department. And what Manish said was interesting. I think this is where RCB would struggle. And in the IPL, you do need spinners. So I think CSK have that. They have the bowlers, they have the batsmen, they have the middle order. The CSK is going to do it'll be a CSK MI final. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't.
John Wright, CSKV MI final. I think you disagree, don't you? You're going to go for a bigger price than that.
I don't disagree that I think MI and CSK are actually nailed on for the playoffs and it's probably a likely final. I think MI are deservedly favourites. The iron question mark with MI is the captaincy. I'm not too sure that's a happy camp. I think the Ambani situation has put a little bit of a question mark on that, but their side is quality all the way down. I do like Mumbai, but I think, as I said in the start of the show, I think you go for the value through the outright market. And for me, the value has got to be with the Sunrisers. I mean, the Sunrisers at 10.7 with that side. I mean, it lacked bowling last year, but you've got Cummins to come into the side, which should improve that. And also, if you remember rightly, the Sunrisers last season, the South Africans arrived very late to the scene, like 4 or 5 matches in, which got them off to a very, very slow start. But they didn't really recover. The Harry Brook thing didn't work. You know, he's moved on. Although he got one century, he didn't really get enough runs for them. But I just think that the Sunrisers, I think the Sunrisers are going to have a good season. I'll be very, very surprised if they don't get to the playoffs. And I think that's where the value lies. 10.7 for me. I can see that contracting in the first couple few weeks of the season. I think they got off to a fast start. So Sunrisers for me at 10.7 to win.
That's the first hat trick of this IPL preview show. We've got another hat trick, a double hat trick coming up because we've got CSK, BRCB from Chupac. PL figures for our tips as 1 point level stakes so far. Early days, Ben minus 2.48, Manish minus 5, and John Wright minus 4. Apologies to John, he's very cross with me because I got it wrong last week. Now time for more action. 10 Crick, I've got the match odds for this opening match. 10cr10.com, 1.65 CSKV, 2.2 RCB, 3.10 Coley, top RC bat if you want to waste your money, 2.95 Gaikwad, top CSK bat. Loads of specials, Ben, to get stuck into. Let's be as quick as we can because we're short on time. What have you spotted?
Before we begin on the specials, I think with 10 Crick, they've got some really good free bets to start with. So they've got what's called an IPL superstar. I would get going with that one and then choose your odd from there. So that one is a 50% bonus up to 5,000, and then you get a free bet back. So start with that, and that does improve your odds. Honestly, I struggled with this one. Glenn Maxwell to score 50 at 4.4 is a very interesting one. Gaikwad 2.95 for CSK, top batter. It's usually going to be in the top three, so that's a good shout. It was an interesting one. I think that whoever's pricing this has done a very good job. There wasn't any obvious mistakes to me. So the one for me, I think I'm going to go with Glenn Maxwell at 4.4 for a 50.
Manish Chupac is one for spin. Are you using that for your bets?
That is a fact, but I won't be using that for my bet. Spinners is how MS Dhoni has built a fortress at this stadium. His use of the spinners was phenomenal across the IPLs. The main part about spinners here is they go under seven, especially the top ones like Ashwin, Jadeja, Harbhajan, Imran Tahir. All of them have gone under seven. So yeah, it's a spinners paradise, if you will, and that is probably where RCB will struggle and will go on to lose the match perhaps. But I will stick with my comment of saying RCB has the best batting lineup of the tournament. And with that, I would go with the top batting side to be Royal Challengers Bangalore at 2.05.
John Wright, what have you seen?
I think that, as Manish says, I think that the venue makes it this match a bit of a mismatch. I think I agree with him. I think RCB part-time spin is not going to cut it here. I think that, you know, when you've got Tikshana, you've got Dadeja, you've got Moeen, you know, and you know, RCB have got a 36-year-old. I mean, Khan Sharma, I know he's quite reliable, but him and Max are going to have to bowl. Eight overs. And also, if you look at RCB last year, you say the batting was strong, but it was only Faf and Kohli. They were miles clear. If you look at their stats, Faf, Kohli, and I think Maxwell, and after that, not one person got over 150 in the entire tournament. So I think their batting is lopsided. I think where ICB will be let down this year is the middle to low order. They're going to have to last on Cameron Green. I think Cameron Green and Maxwell, because the lower order is poor. So I think Chennai will win this game, and I think they'll win it quite convincingly. The one bet I like is Shivram Dubey. I think Shivram Dubey is a great player. I think he's on the cusp of cementing a place in that World Cup side. So over 17.5 for him, I like at 185. So that'd be my bet, Shivram Dubey to score over 17.5 in this game.
Dubey wins 19% of the time last 2 years on top bat for Chennai, by the way, so he's going to be value for you. RCB have got to get Chahan in that team for me. Good thrusting batter. Faf and Kohli winning at 26% each on top bats last 2 years. So not much value there, but there we go. That's your hat trick, your double hat trick for the IPL preview show. And we've given you the winners of the tournament as well. John going for Sunrisers. Manish going for RCB and Ben going for Chennai Super Kings. Check out cricket-betting.com for all your betting needs until we return next week as we preview more IPL matches. We're here throughout the biggest cricket betting event of the year. We'll see you next time on the Hat Trick.